Help keep your transmission running trouble-free for years to come. Get annual transmission flushes at AAMCO for a one-time fee of just $99.95 with AAMCO's Power Purge Lifetime Maintenance. Call 800-GO-AAMCO and visit AAMCOFirst.com.
The Don and Mike Show.
About the vagina.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Oh, exactly, sir. Exactly.
Exactly, sir.
The Don and Mike Show.
Gay.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Show's good today.
The show is great.
Right.
It's funny.
The show's gonna be
Welcome, everybody.
Welcome.
My favorite right there. Welcome.
That is Merrill Howard Kalin.
A genius in the kitchen.
He's all over our website, dynamikewebsite.com. You'll hear him on the show next week. We could take this moment to play some of his tape.
Yes.
Some of his long-form tape.
MHK.
From his public access show. Right. But I think this is probably going to be a better move.
Oh, yes.
Heading into a weekend, how many of you out there have families? And how many of you out there do not sit down to have dinner as a family unit?
Amen.
Let's learn.
And girl coming home from school looks quite content with life.
Here we go.
And why not? They're looking forward to an important date. Dinner at home with the family.
Yes.
Let's think about this for our Friday nights together.
Yes.
With our families.
Yes, a time long ago.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you? Well, to them, it's a special occasion, as it has been ever since they sat down to dinner in high chairs.
Focus.
Why should they feel that way about something you take so completely for granted?
Why is that?
Well, let's see if we can find out.
All right, let's find out now, because...
Now, this is teaching me to put more focus on the family meal.
Generally speaking, in the year 2007, I've seen the ads on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Sit-down dinner is considered when mom and dad go to KFC and bring home a bucket of chicken.
Right. And the family scatters quite often with everyone with different needs and desires.
But they do call each other at the kitchen table with their cell phones to text message pictures of ketchup and gravy.
Yes, indeed.
First of all, daughter has changed from school clothes to something more festive.
Oh, and in case you have not been hip to this, this record we're playing is 43 years old.
Wow. Good.
Really, it is. 43 years old.
When we last checked in, daughter has changed from school clothes to something festive.
All right.
Dressing a little makes her feel and consequently look more charming.
Baby.
Even the table takes on a special air.
Mm-hmm.
Mother, too, changes from her daytime clothes.
Yeah.
The women of this family seem to feel that they owe it to the men of the family to look relaxed.
Yeah, now there we go.
Attractive at dinner time.
There it is.
I tell you, learn a lot here.
Brother is spending an hour before dinner.
Oh, who is that, father or brother?
What's father doing?
Father.
Brother is spending an hour before dinner catching up on his homework.
Excellent.
Oh, it's brother.
Brother.
Oh, hear it again.
Brother is spending an hour before dinner catching up on his homework.
Wink, wink.
He has plans evening. Perhaps that explains telephone call. But he won't spend a lot of time on the phone, either.
No, he won't.
When there are several members of the family to be considered, it is not a good idea for one member to monopolize the phone.
Well, yeah, that doesn't happen.
No. It didn't in that household.
And it is never good to allow telephone conversations to interfere with studies.
Right!
And I should point out, do you notice who they're saving for last?
Father.
Mm-hmm. Is it that late?
Yes.
Dad'll be here any minute.
Yeah.
Better tell Mother she's needed in the kitchen.
Right where she belongs. And now here we go. The man's coming home.
Brother notices the time and realizes that he must put things in order and clean himself up in time for dinner.
Yes.
Scrub yourself down, boy.
Father's coming home.
Dad's coming home.
Father's coming home from the bar.
Wash your wet thing in your coolie.
That's right.
Oh, there. Junior is always in a hurry,
Junior.
Particularly for dinner. But first there's a cleanup job to do on this young man.
What?
Brother takes it upon himself to help share Junior's responsibility for...
Are brother and Junior separate people?
Yeah. Yes, and I think that they're going to bathe each other.
keeping their room in good order.
Maybe I'm wrong.
And keeping Junior in good order, too.
Oh.
Punctuality is stressed in this household. By that, I mean hair is combed and faces and hands...
Pubic hair.
All of
...grubbed before the boys come to the table so they won't delay the meal.
And now where is father?
Now, mother and daughter put the finishing touches on the dinner.
And again, what this is a primer for those of you listening on your way home tonight.
Yep.
Don't let the kids go out and do what they do. Don't let them go out and be thugs tonight.
No calls.
And parents, don't go home and just immediately go to the bar and then shut yourself off from your kids.
Mm-hmm. No.
Sit down and have dinner as a family unit.
A family unit. And if, you know, there are women in the household, to the kitchen.
Right.
And the boys comb their hair.
Chop, chop.
Mother, daughter, brother,
junior.
And father. Not heard from father yet.
Well, they say dad on this. Do you notice that it's father, daughter, brother, junior, dad?
Dad.
Those were the days, weren't they?
Oh, wow.
Now it's just, hey, where's that a-hole?
You know why I say? You know why I think they say dad?
Why?
Three letters, much like God,
mm-hmm.
in my humble opinion.
Sure. And what's God spelled backwards?
Dog.
Thank you.
Yes.
Father, too, looks forward to this date with the family.
They're calling him father now.
Interchangeable.
He has had a hard day at the office, and in his briefcase are some contracts which must be looked over tonight.
Contract?
But in the meantime, he will relax at dinner with those he loves.
Now, if only, you know, there are guys driving down the road right now going, Don and Mike, if only this were true.
Mm-hmm.
If only this is what I was going home to tonight.
Seriously, the guys that are out there slogging it, getting it done, slaying the dragon.
Maybe it will be tonight.
Wouldn't that be special?
Yeah.
A simple centerpiece made from some flowers which grow in the backyard
which
is another of daughter's contributions to the dinner.
Good job, daughter.
But it takes up a little too much room, so she moves it to the sideboard.
We have to cut her hand off. She just won't listen.
This is not in the right place.
These boys greet their dad as though they are genuinely glad to see him.
Right. Well, they faking it?
They're lying,
They're faking it.
As if they were genuinely glad to see
him. As if. That's not right.
They're frightened.
As though they had really missed being away from him during the day and are anxious to talk to him.
Now, wait a minute.
What do you mean, as though? Are they play acting?
This is the time for pleasant discussion in a thoroughly relaxed mood. They don't pick this time of the day to spring unpleasant surprises on Dad.
We're getting back to
gay.
We're getting back to the whole thing about the way that we liked the 50s, which was you got to leave Dad alone.
Right.
When Dad comes home, stay the frig out of his way.
This is the time for pleasant conversation.
No bad news.
If they have disagreeable news, they'll postpone the discussion until another time.
Please.
Dad, I knocked up the chick next door.
Perhaps never.
Dad, I'm gay.
Keep it from Dad.
And this is no time to dun father for a raise in your allowance. New clothes.
What's that word?
Argue about other financial matters.
Is it dung? Time to dung father?
The film skipped.
This is no try. What's that?
The film skipped.
Oh, really?
You're missing a frame or two.
Oh, okay. All right, here we go.
Yes, mother. Junior remembered to clean up. Brother seats Junior. Then helps mother to her chair as he would his best girl.
Wow.
Well, the dinner date has begun. And they're all happy about it.
See, this is a family having dinner now. Everybody, listen, we're trying to learn you something today.
I sense some underlying tension here.
Mm-hmm.
Many families throughout the country observe the custom of saying grace at mealtime.
Let's say it now. Thank God for Dad.
Mm-hmm.
There it is.
Amen.
Nothing more need be said.
It is always treated with reverence and respect. Napkins on the lap, the family awaits service.
Right. Hey, the napkins on the lap thing I still do with my kids.
Pleasant, unemotional conversation helps.
That's about it.
He's a pleasant, unemotional conversation.
Right. No emotions at
the
table.
No emotion at the table.
Pleasant,
wonderful.
Unemotional conversation.
That's a good pleasant, unemotional conversation. God, that's what we're all looking for, isn't it? Really?
Pleasant, unemotional conversation.
Nice to see you.
Pleasant, unemotional conversation helps digestion. Father serves mother first.
Helps digest.
That's right. You can't digest if your stomach's upset.
Pass the biscuits, please.
Then daughter. Then the boys. What? Don't worry, fellas. You won't get left. Help cut your meat, Junior?
Oh.
Of course. By example, older children can teach younger ones good table manners.
Or not.
All right.
Okay. Or not. What are you saying, Buzz?
Tell mother how good the food is. Maybe.
It's real good, bitch.
But it's false.
Good as balls.
Not as balls. Not as bad as last night.
Besess rates a compliment, too.
You suck a mean bee. I got to text my friend, you bitch. Get out of my way, Mom. That's the modern day child.
Text.
It makes them want to continue pleasing you. Well, all this is good general advice, but there are some specific don'ts.
Ah, the don'ts.
Time for the don'ts.
Don't monopolize the conversation and go on and on without stopping.
Exactly.
Nothing destroys the charm of a meal more quickly.
Yeah.
To say that the rest of the group is bored would be a gross understatement. Don't discuss unpleasant topics such as gruesome sights or sounds.
Oh, Dad.
Dad, we cut the head off a squirrel today.
Or unpleasant occurrences. This is a time of pleasure, of charm and relaxation, remember?
Father, daughter had an illegal abortion today. After school, father.
Father.
You should have heard it.
Oh, Papa.
Papa.
Don't make unkind comparisons about your stand of living. The dinner table is no place for discontent.
Our house sucks.
The Joneses have a Cadillac, Dad.
Dinner is not the time to discuss sodomy.
Don't insult your brother or sister with offensive remarks about friends.
He's a retard.
Arguments,
harsh words mean tension and distress for everyone.
Especially Dad.
Dad, Junior.
Do remember.
Junior forgot to wipe again.
Sister has the odor.
Not at the table.
Mother, if only, if only.
Oh, God.
Mother controlled daughter, brother, and Jimmy or whatever his
Junior.
Name is. Junior.
Please this. Treat the other members of your family with the same respect and cordiality you would show your most treasured friend outside the family circle.
Father, you like dinner? Mother made it, and she was really successful even after drinking a half a bottle of vodka.
Now we're ready for dessert.
Okay.
Most families don't have maids, so mother needs help with the serving from the kitchen. Son says mother has done enough. Watch him play butler.
Oh, wow.
How about that?
Do you begin to see now how a date with your family can be a truly special occasion?
Special.
No.
Do you know why brother and sister looked forward to the evening?
Mom and Dad threatened to put them in a box, lock them in the closet again.
When the dinner hour at home is treated with a certain amount of graciousness and ceremony,
yes,
it can be memorable. There is no family so poor but that the evening meal can be eaten in an atmosphere of warmth and gentleness. There is no family so busy but that it can come together in the evening for a dinner date, which will give its members something to look back upon with happiness.
I feel like I'm hearing scripture.
Yeah. All their days.
Oh,
was that it?
That was wonderful.
Well, that's it. That's the end of today's instructional film.
Good film. Father gets up from the table, goes upstairs, and jumps out the window.
Have a date with the family.
There is nothing so busy as to for perchance per year.
Now, mother and daughter put the finishing touches on the dinner.
Yes.
Father enjoys fingering his Nazi plates.
Oh, God, you made an American Beauty.
Okay. Brother notices the time and realizes that he must put things in order and clean himself up in time for dinner.
Right, the stash.
Then father seduces the male next door neighbor.
Yes, mother. Junior remembered to clean up.
Yes. Stinky Junior.
Junior covered in corn.
Junior. Where is Junior? He's not at the table.
I'll be right down.
Speaking in a pleasant
I'm
tone.
Up here having fun.
Dave? I got a new jacket.
Dave, mother and I are waiting for you with Junior. Daughter, go get your brother David.
I'm taking another Clorox bath. Thanks, father.
Daughter, why does your brother smell like Febreze?
Wow.
Pleasant, unemotional conversation helps digestion.
Yes.
There you go.
That's true.
That's something you should put on a freaking billboard.
Amen.
Listen to this.
Pleasant, unemotional conversation helps digestion.
Yes.
That's right.
Amen.
Let's hear that one more time. Ladies, listen.
Pleasant, unemotional conversation helps digestion.
Let that be your mantra.
Get it this weekend as a tattoo.
For goodness sakes.
Really.
Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz Girdley.
Uh-huh.
How are you?
I'm pleasant and unemotional. We'll gather the whole family around and listen to news.
When we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.